Well, the 4th of July holiday is this weekend, and that must mean things are starting to get a little bit warmer in Exira. We're going to talk about that this morning as Peggy Toft joins us this morning as part of the Exira Community Club to talk about the 150th 4th of July celebration. Peggy, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
How are things at Spartan Insurance?
Oh, they're very good. Been busy, busy summer, and busy getting ready for the 4th of July.
Well, everybody in Exira has to pitch in some way, don't they?
They do, and that's the great thing about it is we do have a lot of community volunteers that help out with this event.
150th 4th of July celebration. That's going to be one of the longest going in Iowa.
I would think so. I guess I don't know what other communities have, but this is one we want to make extra special.
Well, it's a lot of fun to see something continue on for so long, and it's something that a lot of people, not just in Exira, not just in Audubon County, but around Southwest Iowa, really look forward to.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. It's a tradition.
So you have to keep some things somewhat static because folks expect certain things to happen all the time, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what you have going on. Do you have anything specifically that's new this year?
Oh, we do have some new things this year, especially on Friday the 3rd. Our party in the park has something new we're trying this year is human foosball tournament. And I don't know if you've seen any of it. I have just seen videos myself, but it sounds like it's a new thing. It's something that a lot of people can play. There's teams of six, and you can have two subs, ages 14 and up.
That sounds like it's going to be more fun to watch.
I think it will be.
Will there be room for folks to be able to watch that?
Plenty of room. That's another thing that we're doing a little differently this year is we are expanding. Well, it's our beer garden, but it's enough room. We're bringing in 10 tables on wheels, which should seat up to about 200 people. So there's plenty of room for family reunions, class reunions. There is a beer garden, but there's also pop and water available for sale. Plus, we are having our community barbecue. Now, that's a tradition. The little bit different on that one is we are having barbecue pulled pork, and then we're also having scratch cupcakery. They will be there as well, and they will have cupcakes available for purchase from 5 o'clock until they sell out.
It sounds like you've got quite a variety there just on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, that's the big. And then Brad Morgan and his Nashville band will be playing free performance in the gazebo from 5 until 8.
Great. Well, since we're on Friday, let's kind of recap the rest of Friday because you're starting early.
Yes, it starts much earlier than 5 o'clock. At 8 o'clock that morning, we will have our annual road run. Not 150 years, but it's been a few years anyway. And that is a 1.3 fun run, 5K and 10K. And registration is online, although on Thursday, July 2nd, between 5 and 7, you can still register for any of those runs. The day of the run, however, there will be no on-day race day registrations.
Okay, so they need to plan ahead for that.
Exactly.
Which you should do anyway, because, you know, you can't just show up and run in one of those. You kind of need to be ready.
A little prepared, yeah.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Well, for those of us who don't, really don't have it in us anymore to run like that, there is a pancake feed.
There is. That's from 8 until 10 o'clock in the old fire hall. And we have another couple of organizations. The Exira Masons will be helping with that. So we look forward to seeing lots of people come in for pancakes, too.
Excellent. Well, I see there's a street dance then in the evening, and Lemon Fresh Day is the featured band. What do you know about them?
Well, they are one of the People's Choice Awards winners in 2014 for Sarpy County. We have heard many good things. They have quite a following around Omaha, and so we're looking forward to bringing that pop variety type of music Friday evening at 9 o'clock.
Excellent. Just $5 admission?
That's it.
Oh, that's it. Right in front of the rec center. So easy pickings there.
There you go.
Well, yep. Let's get on to the 4th of July here. It's all about the 4th. We've talked about the 3rd and some of the activities going on there. On the 4th of July, you've got a lot of things happening throughout the day, but as is a tradition, you always start with the old-fashioned foot races.
Oh, that's right, yes. I'm glad you remembered that. That is, yes, definitely a tradition that is not going to end. That's at 9 o'clock, and that's for the kids to come, and they will take part in that before the parade. And then, of course, the parade at 10:30. In case people are interested, there's no cost or fee to register for the parade. They do need to come to the Legion Park ball field to line up. And it's come as you are, line up as you come in. So the earlier you get there, the better spot you have.
Well, I see celebrating 150 years, keeping Exira on the map is the theme for this year's parade. Do you expect this to be a bigger parade since it is kind of a landmark day?
We do expect more, and we've heard more floats being made this year. So we really hope, we've been encouraged by the different organizations that are making floats for the parade. We also were hoping to see more horses, things like that we haven't seen as much of lately.
Very good. And I see you've got a Grand Marshal.
Yes, our Grand Marshal this year is Marvin Jorgensen. He's a local that's done a lot for our community, and so we're looking forward to honoring him.
Excellent. Well, it's great to be able to honor some of your own that way.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about some of the things then. 10:30 is when the parade will start. Now, when the parade finishes up, you've got quite a bit of activities going on throughout the rest of the day.
Definitely. Well, of course, there is the carnival, and that is available. They've set up the carnival will be in town on Thursday evening, the 2nd, Friday evening, and then all day Saturday from the time the parade's over. And as well as the carnival, then there's also some activities. There's the mayor's pie throw. That's something that's different this year, and that's in the city park. Then there'll also be our traditional food vendors, the churches, and we have Dirt Road Barbecue. We'll be serving food in the park. Also, there'll be a few craft vendors there as well. And then at 1:30, we have our rodeo, and that's been a tradition for the last 5 to 10 years, mm-hmm. and it just keeps growing. That will be at 1:30. However, the kids' mutton busting begins at 12:30.
Get there a little early for the kids to have their fun.
And the rodeo is located at a little unknown park, I suppose. It's Kickapoo Park. It's on the north side of the city park, so I think most people know where it is, but just in case.
I think you'd probably be able to spot it there.
Yes.
Enough activity. Well, very good. I see you've got some entertainment at the gazebo. There's a kid's tractor pull, more human foosball going on. But, you know, everything kind of leads toward the grand fireworks display.
Exactly. That is another tradition. And it will be bigger than ever this year. The fire department and other volunteers have gone to a lot of trouble to raise money and get a bigger fireworks display than we've had. And I don't know if you've been to our fireworks, but they put on a really good show. And this year will be even bigger.
Yes, they do. I've had a chance to sit in on that a few times, and they really do have a lot of fun. You've got plenty of room there at the football field for folks, and you don't have to worry. There will be concessions there also.
Yes, that's something we've started in the last couple of years, and we have another organization, one of the 4-H clubs, will be working the concession stand, so there's snacks available if you want to get a seat early.
Excellent. And you know, for the most part, a lot of these things are free. I mean, there are some entry fees for certain things that you would expect, but, you know, it's largely just there for people to come out and enjoy.
Exactly. So there's no reason for you not to bring the whole family.
Peggy, from the standpoint of the Exira Community Club, and the sponsors are involved too, I know you get a lot of support locally from individuals, groups, from businesses. What does this mean to the Exira Community Club?
Well, it means a lot that we have so much support from our community. The local sponsors, businesses, Nielsen Cattle Company, Window World, Exira Auto Sales, TJ's Poorhouse, Exarban State Bank, Exarban Farm Service. The list is just huge, and we need that support. And I feel like it's a privilege to put on something that is almost free for others to come enjoy Exira for the day.
Yep, and it's a benefit to Exira and the folks that live there, but of course it's open to everyone. You don't lock the doors to Exira.
No, we do not. The doors are open, and we welcome people to come and attend.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a great time. And, you know, it's kind of neat. In today's society, it seems like everything is bigger and better, so the big cities always get the focus. But, you know, when the 4th of July rolls around, some of the best celebrations are in our small towns.
I would agree.
And Exira certainly has that reputation over the last, 150 years?
Yeah, I'd say. Give or take.
Very good. Well, Peggy, one last time, I'll give you a chance to be the spokesperson, the sales person for Exira's 4th of July celebration. Why should folks come by?
I believe you should come by to have fun with your family, enjoy traditional food, fun, carnival rides, parade, rodeo, music, and have a good time on the 4th of July in Exira, Iowa.
Now let's keep our fingers crossed that the weather will be great.
Oh, definitely.
Excellent. Well, Peggy Toft, again, thanks so much for your time here, and congratulations to you and the Exira Community Club and all the sponsors and all the good hard work to put together what we know will be another great 4th of July celebration.
Thank you, Jim.